more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. They say the strikes hit five warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. U.S. military officials have told China they are under no threat from South Korea's deployment of a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The United States and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in Seoul. It is intended to destroy any North Korean missiles that would be fired at the South. The decision has come under fire by state media in China, where there are suggestions that the system was intended to track Chinese missiles. A Turkish court ordered pro-Kurdish newspaper to close Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused the Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failed coup. The Anadolu agency said arrest warrants were issued for 120 company executives accused of providing financial support to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen lives in self-imposed exile in the state of Pennsylvania in the United States. The Turkish government says Gulen was behind the July 15th coup attempt. He denies that. This is VOA News. 3 months before the U.S. presidential election, analysts are saying there is more than an 80% likelihood that Democrat Hillary Clinton will defeat Republican Donald Trump. Polls show that Americans hold negative views about both candidates, but more against him than her. There are 12 weeks of campaigning remaining before the November 8th election and three scheduled debates between Clinton and Trump that could change the fortunes of either candidate. For the moment, Clinton holds a steady 7 percentage point lead in national public opinion polling and growing margins in key states. Prices in the United States economy rose a modest 0.8% over the past 12 months. Tuesday's report from the Labor Department shows the rate of inflation was a bit slower in July than the previous month as gasoline prices declined. The key measure of inflation remains below a U.S. Federal Reserve target, which may make it less likely that the central bank will raise interest rates in September. U.S.